New. This is the Relevant Podcast.
It's episode 1052, and it's a Relevant Podcast. Here in Orlando, I'm your host, Cameron Strang, and joining me from Loverland, Virginia, it's Jesse Carey.
Hello, hello.
I'm wearing my Virginia is for Lovers shirt in your honor, sir.
I see that.
From Nashville, Tennessee, artist, producer, mogul, Derek Miner.
What's happening?
And from Austin, Texas, author, speaker, podcaster, Jamie Ivey.
Hey, guys.
I'm glad you are all back. We miss you when you're gone.
I'm glad everyone's back because I trust you guys, and I have a situation. I need to know if I handled the situation properly.
Okay.
That I encountered the other day. I was going out to get a cup of coffee in the afternoon, and usually gas station, one of those little bottles, Starbucks or like, you know, an energy drink that's flavored like coffee. That's fine for me. Okay.
Are you an afternoon caffeine person? Afternoon coffee?
About two o'clock. You know, I'll have one.
Got it.
Right? Yeah, exactly. Huh. And, but I was meeting somebody and they wanted to meet at like a, I'm not going to name the place by name. I don't care to do that, but, though I'm tempted, but it was a very like, you know, hipstery artisan type of environment. You guys know that, know the kind, you know what I mean?
Yeah,
like
sure.
Right,
the kind where when you go to order, they almost act annoyed that you're there. Right.
They are annoying.
You guys open or just, yeah, should I be here?
And as a guy with a handlebar mustache, like it's like twisted up.
Yeah.
He wears suspenders.
Fixed gear bikes outside. Whole scene, right?
Yeah, for sure.
You know. Anyway, I order what I normally order when I go to like a Starbucks or something. Okay. And I didn't order like the grande or venti because you might as well just escort yourself out if you throw those terms around there. Right. I understand.
Right.
But I asked for an iced chai and I wanted a shot of espresso. Now there's a term for this that I never use because I feel ridiculous saying I want a dirty chai. Ooh. Like, because I literally had a barista say, well, how dirty do you want it? She was like, well, we can put two shots in there. We can do extra dirty.
Violation.
She was like, make it filthy. Make that chai as filthy as you. No, but that's the name of it is a dirty chai when it's a shot. But I never say it because it feels ridiculous saying that, you know? And I was like, huh? Yeah, she was like, oh, we can put more than one shot in there. I know. But anyway, I ordered the iced chai with a shot of espresso. She goes, ooh, we don't make that because that does not pair well.
Oh.
And I was like, well, I get it's not on the menu, but that's what I would like to order. And she was like, yeah, but it doesn't pair well. And I'm like, I'm not asking you to drink it. You know what I mean? And she was like,
wow.
And then she said, I can order the shot of espresso and I can order the chai and they will give me both and I can dump it in.
No.
And
this
I was like, no.
Okay.
This is not real, bro. This is going to cost me like probably $7 or $8 looking at this kind of establishment here. Okay. She was like, well, we don't do that because they don't pair well.
Oh,
and I was like, I'm not asking if they pair well. And then she was like, tell you what, I'll make a recommendation. We have something that tastes similar to what you're looking for. It's a sweet potato latte. And at that point, I'm like, I think I'm just going to leave. I think this is not the place for me. I ended up just out of a courtesy, just
a
getting the regular
sweet potato
chai,
latte.
That's correct.
They that milk a sweet potato now?
They thought that was going to pair better?
Evidently.
Squeeze a root? How do you,
that would be like going into a restaurant and be like, I'd like a burger. Can you throw some grilled onions? Or I can't even think of what it would be. Like, I don't want my onions grilled. I just want them raw. Well, that doesn't pair well. Well, that's what I want.
No. I want a fried egg on top of my hamburger. No. Yeah, that doesn't pair well.
No. I mean? This is the problem with y'all. Y'all are so used to eating at Burger King that when you go to a real establishment, this is not Burger King. The customer is not always right. That's what she's telling you, that the customer is not always right. And this time, Jesse, your palate is not refined enough for handlebar mustache and gear bike coffee. That's what she was telling me.
But Jesse, I'm with you. I don't like this. I would be like, I'm sorry.
I don't either.
Samantha.
I don't either.
This is what I want. And I'm paying you the money. So I need you back there, Samantha, to use your right hand and pour the espresso into my dirty chai latte. Samantha.
Well, she said she would do it. It's almost like it was the baristas that weren't going to do it. She's like, yo, if you order those two different things, I'll pour it for you. And it's the baristas were having a mutiny. The chef, the coffee chef in the back. What's the name of this restaurant? I want to go to this coffee shop. I want to go to this coffee shop.
I'll tell you offline.
Yeah, tell me offline. I'm going to go to this coffee shop because then it's going to be great content because I'm going to order that exact same thing except on camera.
Find out. You need to find out.
But I want you to say, I would like a dirty chai latte.
Yeah.
Say it the right way.
I want it dirty.
So the core question is, if you go into a place that cares about their craft, let's even just say a restaurant, like you go to a restaurant where there's a real chef, it's like an independent establishment, it's a small, you know, he cares about the art that he's making, and you go say, you know, and he cares about the menu he's put together, he's intentional about every ingredient, and you just say, I don't want any of that, I wanted to do it this, that way, or whatever, and you offend him, and he says, no, who's right in that situation?
I have an opinion on that.
Okay, well, it's the same thing.
If you're in a restaurant, but it's exactly what Jesse just did. Don't you order that other places? Like, can't you walk into any other coffee shop and order that?
But literally any other place.
But you just went to a nice restaurant and you tried to order what you would have ordered at Golden Corral. You know what I'm saying? Like, he went into a nice coffee shop and tried to order what he ordered at the common coffee shop. He didn't elevate it to the situation and to the artistry.
Listen.
I mean, I see that with food. I'm with you with that because I always am going to, like, the chef wins. Like, I trust you.
Chef,
you
do whatever.
Yes. If he tells me that that doesn't go well, I'm like, then don't put it in. I don't want it. But this feels different. It's a coffee shop.
But if I'm extremely specific, like he was very specific with what he wanted, I think that it's okay. I think as far as a chef saying, hey, I don't think that's going to pair well, but if you like it, I love it. Because at the end of the day, you're spending your money. Like, I'm spending my money, right? So it's like, if you're like, as a chef, I feel like a chef is more of a guide, right? It's like, yo, I'm a guide through the flavors, right? I'm as a barista, you're talking to a coffee snob. I mean, I have 8 different bags of coffee that I grind myself. I use a V60. I have an espresso machine. Like, you're talking to a coffee snob. So I don't just drink regular coffee. So, but I'm saying, if someone comes and says, hey, I want you to put garlic in my coffee, like, look, that's not gonna pair well. But if you're giving me $8.50 for 4 ounces of water and coffee, you should be able to put whatever you want to put in there. That's legal, right? That's my opinion.
With Cameron's point, at the risk of offending, I think baristas and chefs are different, and I don't want to offend the baristas out there.
Yes. Whoa! You put a little too much dip on your chip.
That's interesting. Because
why is it different? Why is it different? Well, no. I want to hear you out. Why is it different?
Okay, I am not a coffee snob. I will drink black coffee from Chick-fil-A. So let me just put that. Okay,
there we go.
But I've been to my share of coffee shops, and they all serve the same thing.
Whoa!
A chef could create millions upon millions of things. He could use all. He could his list of what he could create would be forever.
I'm on the side of the barista on this one. I'm because of the situation. Like I've gone to very nice restaurants and know, like, I can see on the menu, like, it says no substitutions, and I know that I'm not gonna, like, customize my order to my common palate. I need to trust the chef that he knows what he's doing and he knows more than me, and I should just, you know, go on the journey, right? And so, like, stretch me out of my comfort zone. He knows better. And if I'm going to go into an artistic, elevated, high-end coffee establishment and I try to order a commoner's drink and they say, no, we don't do that here, I would go, well, what would you recommend? I like that drink. When they say, well, a comparable drink would be this, I would say, okay, I'll try that. You know?
Nah, I think just as a businessman, my whole thing is, if I'm running a business and someone is spending their hard earned money, like your coffee, my coffee experience or my service doesn't elevate so high beyond the person who's paying me. Like, that's my opinion. Even with music. Now, But at the same time, with music, if some if there's something that I'm like, I'm not gonna do that, we just have to part ways, and I just won't take your money. But you know what I'm saying? But when she's like, yo, I can do this and that, and it's like, nah, either just tell them like, nah, just go some take your patronage elsewhere. Like that's what should have happened. You know what I'm saying? If it's like that, like, don't tell me you're gonna make some Frankenstein version of my drink. Look, yeah, man, either just make my drink or tell me that my money's not wanted here so I can go somewhere where my money's actually wanted. But don't try to have both. Don't Thank try to you. Have it both ways where it's like, hey, we want your money, but we don't want to give you exactly what you asked for. Like,
we did see what happened issue. To those people in the menu, though, when they did when they were not appreciative of what the chef was making. It did not work out well for
they
them.
They got murdered, right? I didn't watch it.
What? Oh, what happened?
Spoiler alert. Yeah.
They got murdered?
Wow. Well.
And what is this?
The menu.
The menu. The movie.
It's the a movie. The menu. Oh, okay. Well, we won't watch that one. That's kind of that's excessive.
It's this that's conversation. Excessive. Just FYI, it is this conversation.
Hmm.
I think it's a little different, but
we clearly did not solve your question or answer your question.
No,
I made the right move by just saying, just give me the chai and just walking out in disgust.
Did you? Is that what you did? Move. You just got a normal chai?
Yeah. 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 I mean, I wasn't going to, you know, okay. All right. This is what we're going to do here. You can try to upsell me a sweet potato latte. No. That sounds like a joke to me. Okay?
That don't even, that's not even in the same family. That's another, you see what I'm saying?
Yeah.
Cameron, oh, I do. That's my frustration. It's yeah. like, yeah. you didn't try to say, I'm going to serve your best intention. So, okay, look, we can't do that, but this is in the family of chai, right? So this is what we're going to do. We'll do this and that. This will pair better. Okay, cool. That's what you said earlier. But you're like, no, you can't have that. But here, try this potato latte that I just made.
But you don't
like,
know. We don't know. Whack. We've never had a sweet potato latte. It would have. It might have the creaminess.
Listen, I grew up on sweet potatoes. Sweet potatoes ain't going to taste nothing like no chai. Like, and I'm coffee. Ain't no way.
A little sweetness. You know, the latte has the espresso. You never know. We don't know. We should.
If you don't get stop a free playing drink, the devil's advocate go, with me, right?
I'm gonna go get my free birthday drink at this fine establishment and get a sweet potato latte today. So there you go. Well, we have a great show in store for you today. Coming up later, we talk to Texas pastor Jonathan Pakluda. He wrote the book, Welcome to Adulting. He has a new book out called Why Do I Do What I Don't Want to Do? Interesting. We talked to him about that. Also, we have a game at the end of the show you do not want to miss. It's called 5 Second Rule. But stay tuned. Right now, up next, it's Slices. To Dayglow, the song is Deep End, which I was floating in this weekend. Spring has sprung.
The wait is officially over. Ann Wilson's newest album, Rebel, is out now. Following up on her Grammy-nominated debut album, My Jesus, her sophomore project is jam-packed with 16 songs and features guest artists including Chris Tomlin, Lainey Wilson, and Jordan Davis. Blending her love for God with her roots in all things country, Ann is a true rebel in modern music. Be sure to check out Ann Wilson's newest album, Rebel, available now everywhere you listen to music.
Okay, it's time for
Slices.
What do you have, Jesse?
All right. Well, I wanted to talk about this story coming out of the city of Newark, which launched this really cool program recently where they would find a sister city and do like a cultural exchange with them. You know, it's a way to kind of, you know, honor a lot of, you know, the program was trying to find like an international city that, you know, they could bring representatives in and really kind of do this cool thing. So they selected the city nation of Calusa. Now, Calusa is a tiny island near Ecuador, and it's led by it's a Hindu nation led by a somewhat controversial Swami. And you know, they did this big ceremony. It was on the news there. A lot of people really liked it. Actually, I'm going to send a clip real quick. Jason, can we play a minute of this clip from the news out of Newark there?
What started off as a seemingly well-intentioned partnership has turned into a giant embarrassment for the city of Newark. Earlier this year, Mayor Ross Baraka invited what he thought was the Hindu nation of Kailasa to Newark City Hall for a cultural trade agreement. But it turns out Kailasa is no nation at all. It's a fake. In a statement, City Hall said, although this was a regrettable incident, the city of Newark remains committed to partnering with people from diverse cultures in order to enrich each other with connectivity. Support and mutual respect. Residents hope the next sister city comes with a Google search. In Newark, New Jersey,
turns out Calusa is not a real place. It does have a very elaborate website talking about the nation, but it was actually cooked up by a guy who's a fugitive Swami who's on the run from the law in India.
That's amazing.
It's
a very elaborate ceremony. They had representatives from the nation there to accept this grand honor.
This is awesome.
You know, the city has apologized. They're not too happy about being had by this scam artist. But who among us hasn't, answered an email from a Nigerian prince or some inheritance scam or... you know, got lured into launching an elaborate sister city program with a nation state that doesn't exist. So lesson learned out there, people. Always do a little fact checking before launching an elaborate program, especially if it's going to be on the evening news.
Wow. This is awesome.
That's unbelievable.
This is the best thing I've ever heard.
I got snookered this week too. Not at this level though. I didn't become a sister city with anybody, but on Monday, on our website, Emily was busy. The team was busy. I wanted to post an update. I was like, I'll be ambitious. I'll just do it on my own. I'll go rogue. I don't normally do this and I will never do it again. Mm-hmm. But I was just trying to be helpful. And I posted, we call them slices, obviously. So I was going to post a slice. Again, we collaborate. We have a designer do a graphic. We have an editor do an edit. We have somebody else do the social media. We never do it one person, but I was trying to be helpful. Everybody was busy. Okay. I saw an item that I thought was funny. Somebody posted a Winnipeg Police Department tweet. It was a picture of the tweet, mm-hmm. and it said the Winnipeg, Canada Police Department was looking for a suspect that had been going around to three local churches, telling the churches that he was Ed Sheeran and he had performed at Calvary Temple on Sunday and he was asking for $25 and a sandwich. And they asked the pastor of Calvary Temple why he thought Ed Sheeran was performing for $25 and a sandwich. Gosh. And the pastor said, I thought he had fallen on hard times. And there was a picture of the mugshot of this guy. And he looked like a meth addicted Ed Sheeran, right? He kind of looked like the guy. It was all believable. And I thought it was funny. You know, it was like, hey, if you see a skinny looking Ed Sheeran, the Winnipeg Police Department would like to hear from you, kind of a thing. And I put it out there. And not, I mean, within 5 minutes, I had 1,000 reactions on Facebook, right? And then we got an email to the website. Relevant, you might want to Google this. It's Snopit. It's a gag. It's not real. And I was like, oh crap. And so like real quick, I'm like deleting it. Like Emily is like, Cameron, seriously, every couple of years, like it's Ohio. It's like this goes around. This is like an internet meme. And like you didn't know this. I was like, no, I just thought it was funny. Like Ed Sheeran impersonators going around to churches asking for $25 and a sandwich and performing Shades of You at a church service. Anyway, so hey, I feel bad for the city of Newark, but it can happen to the best of us. All right. We don't always Google.
Yeah, you're pretty up on that stuff too. So I'm surprised that you got finessed in that way. But a whole city?
Yeah, that's true.
Dog, that's true. That's the whole it's like That's one person. This a whole city. This a government. Yeah. They're responsible for maintaining laws and different things of that nature. Like, their job is to be a bit skeptical and, you know,
fact check. Yeah.
Fact check.
I just want to know when they found out, like, who made the call? What did they, how did this go down? Who was in that meeting?
Mayor.
Like,
remember that, by the way.
I'm telling you, somebody knew and somebody said something and they did not listen to him because they don't like that person. Mm. It's probably the guy that you don't like. He probably was like, hey, guys, I don't think this is a real city. I kind of Googled it. Oh, you're never, you just, you don't want to do anything. Blah, blah, blah. And then they, yeah. Somebody knew.
That's funny. All right. What do you have, Jamie?
Okay. I saw this story and I think it's really cool for two reasons. One, it's just cool. But then second reason is because what's not listed in the article is another person who was with the people. So I'll just tell you, Russell Wilson recently and his wife went in with the organization God Behind Bars, and they went into a correctional facility.
I've never heard it referenced as Russell Wilson and his wife. She's pretty famous. Sierra. You couldn't.
I know she is. Sorry. You could say her name. I apologize to her. I apologize. I'm reading the article quickly, and it's anyhow. The reason I saw this article, first of all, is because my friend Shelby was actually in there with them, and so I got to interview Shelby,
who is
a young girl, and I interviewed her a couple weeks ago at a conference. I call her friend. I just met her that one time. But what's cool about Shelby is she is doing so much ministry with God Behind Bars because her father just 17 months ago was murdered as a Dallas police officer. And she went into the trial and she publicly told the guy that she forgave him. And so she's been doing so much ministry now with God Behind Bars and with Bob Goff and his ministry in San Quentin. And so when I saw the story, I thought of the sweet, sweet, sweet junior in college girl who went through so much by losing her father, but she was partnering together with, you know, a major football star and major music star. And in this article that you guys shared on the relevant page, there were 300 maximum prison inmates in there worshiping Jesus. And in fact, Russell led prayer and 27 men gave their lives to Jesus and his sweet, famous wife, Sierra, saying, Waymaker. And it's just really cool. I have done prison ministry before, and I don't know if we talked about this, but I got to go with Bob Goff into San Quentin just a couple weeks ago. One of the reasons I wasn't here. And so I love seeing articles like this. And I really, really, really want to shout out to my friend Shelby, who lives in Dallas and is doing amazing ministry. And she's working with Russell Wilson and his wife Sierra now, which is really cool. So there's that.
Shout out Shelby.
I know, yeah. Right?
And yeah, that's dope.
Very cool.
Yeah.
All right. What do you have, Derek?
Yeah, so all of you health nuts that are running around with your water bottles, I got some news for you. Your water bottle has 40,000 times more bacteria than a toilet seat.
That is so terrible to think about.
40,000?
400,000 times.
Is it because we don't wash them very often? Like, we just keep filling them up with water?
No, it's because your mouth is gross. Everybody's mouth is gross. So when you sip from your water bottle, the bacteria goes back. You backwash the bacteria into the water bottle. And then people don't clean their water bottles all the time, right? Uh-huh. But so the squirt bottles are better because they squirt, right? They squirt. You don't get any backwash, right? But when the water bottles that you sip from, they go in your mouth, a little water pops back into the bottle, and then it accumulates over time. So 40,000 more than a toilet seat. It gets even worse. I got you. Check this out. Oh. I'm going to read it.
Oh, great.
Compared to other objects, the cleanliness of the bottle paints a dirty picture. They contain twice as many germs as a kitchen sink, can hold four times the amount of bacteria on a computer mouse, and 14 times more than your pet's drinking bowl. The human mouth is home of a large number and range of different bacteria. So, yeah, wash your nasty water bottle. You know, you left it out. You drank it. You left it in the living room. You say, you know what? I got to go for my run. I don't have time. I got a schedule. I don't need to wash it. You're drinking the toilet.
I'm going to be honest with you guys. I fill this up all the time and wash it like once a week.
Jesus.
Nasty. That's fine.
Water. Okay. So Derek, I don't feel like I need to wash it.
Jesus.
Derek, for context, I saw us post this a few days ago. And I was disgusted by the information. But then I saw the source, the .com that ran this, that did this study. And I felt like it might be a little biased. What was the name of the .com? It's in the article.
Hold on.
Who is it?
The .com is from waterfilterguru.com.
There you go.
Water filter. It's a water filter company that released this
maybe
study.
Maybe they're a little bit biased, Cameron. I don't know.
You know what I'm saying? Like, hey, your water bottle doesn't work. You need to buy our water filters. You know what I'm saying? I was like, well,
take it with a grain of salt. I love it.
Yeah.
Anyway. No. Don't take it with a grain of salt. Be afraid. Be very afraid.
All right. Well, that'll do it for Slices. Stay tuned. Up next, Jonathan Pakluda joins us.
I could start this over.
Listening to The Rare Occasions, the song is Start This Over.
Well, today's show is brought to you in part by Crown College, a boldly Christian and academically excellent college providing a lifelong, authentic community. Crown offers on-campus, online, and graduate programs, 18 NCAA Division III sports, international service opportunities, and a vibrant student life. Discover why Crown College is ranked top 3 in America for online Christian education. Visit crown.edu today.
Well, our guest today is Jonathan Pakluda. He's the lead pastor of Harris Creek Church in Waco, Texas, and author of books like Welcome to Adulting, Outdated, and his newest, Why Do I Do What I Don't Want to Do? He sat down with our managing editor downtown, Emily Brown, to talk about his new book and how we can practically change our lives to be better versions of ourselves. Here's our conversation with Pastor Jonathan Pakluda.
I'm really glad that we're talking about this because I do think that this is something that especially young adults really struggle with, especially when they're starting to make a lot of hard decisions as they get older. And sometimes for the first time, they're having to learn what to do and what not to do. And no one's really telling them. And so I think maybe a good place to start is what are some of the reasons why we do things that we don't want to do?
Yeah, we have a dichotomous, you know, nature, a sin nature, a flesh. And so that line, why do we do, or why do I do what I don't want to do, comes from Romans 7. And it's the most relatable chapter in the Bible to me, because Paul's like, why do I do what I don't want to do? The good I want to do, I don't do, and the bad, the evil that I don't want to do, this I keep on doing. And he cycles that a few times, and he's like, who will save me from this body of death? You know, what a wretched man am I. And then it just all crescendos in chapter 8, verse 1. For there is now no condemnation for those of us who are in Christ Jesus. We do not live under judgment. We do not live under condemnation. There is no eternal consequence for us. We walk in the freedom of Christ. And the scripture says things like, you know, Christ has come so that we might have life and have it to the fullest, that we might live in freedom, walk in freedom. It's for freedom's sake he set us free. And so many Christians I see get stuck in the, like the proverb says, like a dog to his vomit. Like, just think about, you know, just to speak to the listener for a second, like how many are struggling right now, whether it's alcohol or body image or materialism, greed, entitlement, perception management, or pornography or lust. And I think we can hide behind this idea of like, oh yeah, struggle with pornography, but I would just say, like, when is the last time you looked at it, speaking to the listener, and then when is the last time before that, and take a true account where it's like, oh goodness, like I have been stuck in this pit since the fifth grade. And it's like, how long are you going to be there? Are you going to stay there? Because Christ did not come so that you may stay in your sin. He came so that you would have freedom. The scripture's so clear of that. And I think it becomes this like pastor talk where people are like, yeah, but oh, okay. And that's cute. And like, let's write a song about it. But I don't know how to live in that. And this is a discipleship book. It's not for everyone. You know, it's really not for the unbeliever. I mean, they may benefit from it, but it's for the person who doesn't want to succumb to lukewarm Christianity and really wants to grow as a disciple and a follower. And they're in a small group and maybe you read it together and you begin to find that, oh, there's a greater life out there that Jesus has called me to in him.
It does feel very personal. When you were writing, did you feel like you were speaking to yourself in a lot of ways?
I think it's like, you know, so many pastoral care conversations through the years, so much of ministry's pattern recognition. You see people fall into the same pitfalls over and over and over. And so really was trying to condense, hey, it's not a lot of things. It's not a variety of things that takes people out. It's really this short list of things that takes people out. And the church's message is so often, hey, don't see R-rated movies. Don't go here. Don't watch this. Don't look at that. And there's a lot of like do's, whereas, you know, Jesus says, I've come so that they might have life and have it to the fullest. And so what does it look like for us to focus on living the abundant life that Christ came to give us? And if we do those things that he calls us to, that kind of the don'ts take care of themselves. And so that was a fascinating concept that I found really effective in my own life and in helping other people find freedom from their struggles and find the abundant life that Christ gives us. And so that's kind of the backstory.
What is your hope with this book? Like, what do you want people to read this and really just walk away with?
Yeah, I think my hope with why do I do what I don't want to do is for the young Christian to be able to have a battle plan and a strategy to overcoming the sin in their life that's keeping them from the full goodness of God. And then for the mature believer to find the abundant life that Christ desires, to not get stuck in the stagnant disciplines where there is no joy, because spiritual maturity is not just knowledge and obedience. Spiritual maturity is enjoyment. And so let me say that again. Spiritual maturity is not just the knowledge of God and the obedience of him. You can do that. And the metaphor the scripture tells us is we are slaves in that way. But God says we're children, like sons and daughters. And so there's an enjoyment of him that he desires for us, that when we sit with him and we reflect on his goodness and we understand all that he gives us, that our heart leaps and flutters. And it's just like, man, God, the creator of the heavens and the earth, Jesus is someone that I want to spend time with. His Holy Spirit is someone that I want to be in communion with. And so for the older believer, I want them to learn how to do that. And I really hope that they would read it in the context of their small group and community. And there's questions in the book that will help you kind of continue to walk along that path. And so, yeah, that's my hope is for the new believer to overcome sin that is costing them freedom, and for the older believer to find the abundant life that Christ has for them that is paired with enjoyment or joy in every way.
That was Pastor Jonathan Pakluta. Make sure to check out his new book, Why Do I Do What I Don't Want to Do? Okay, stay tuned up next. It's 5 Second Rule. listening to Girl House. The song is Cool Guy. That was my high school nickname.
Girl House or Cool Guy?
Cool Guy. Cool Guy was my high school nickname. Yeah. What's up, Cool Guy?
Hey, if you like this podcast, but you might like it better if there were no ads, you can do that. Head over to relevantmagazine.com and sign up for Relevant Plus. For just a couple bucks a month, you get this podcast ad-free. You get ad-free unlimited reading at relevantmagazine.com, including the full podcast and magazine archives, our beautifully designed digital issue, and a little more. Check out all the info right there on the Relevant Plus tab at relevantmagazine.com.
All right. This game I'm very excited for. I've never played this game. We've never played this game. It's a new game. It's very simple. It's called 5 seconds. I'm going to give each of you one topic and you have 5 seconds to name three things about that topic. So if I say name three colors, you have 5 seconds to name any three colors. That's it.
Okay.
Jason, our editor, producer, will you're on the mic. He will be our timekeeper. You have a hard 5 seconds. If you can do it, you get a point. If you can't, no points. It'll be a lightning round. This is a fast game. It's only 5 seconds. So you guys ready? Pretty
Let's
clear.
Do it. Can I ask a question?
Let's
the
get
5 seconds starts as soon as you finish the topic.
Uh-huh.
Okay, got it.
It'll be like, I'll say like name three colors. Go. You know, I won't say go, but like name okay. three yeah. colors, boom. And then you okay, got 5 seconds. It. Okay, ready? Okay. Now, some of these are generic, like, you know, like name three colors. And then some of them we've peppered in some relevant-esque topics, you know, that you would know. You know that. So, okay, there you go. Here we go. We'll go Jesse, you're up first. Then we'll go Jamie, and then we'll go Derek, and we'll just keep rotating. Okay. All right, Jesse, here we go. Name three items on Taco Bell's menu.
Taco Bell Grande, Mexican pizza, Doritos Los Locos Tacos.
Okay, so Jesse. Oh, Jesse's wow. Gonna, yeah, okay. Jamie, name three Christian rappers.
Derek Minor, KB, and Lecrae.
Boom, good job.
Good job.
Derek, name Wish three worship bands.
Jesus, Bethel Music, Elevation Worship, and what?
5 seconds.
Wait, why'd I get?
Time up.
No, somebody. No, there's no way.
It was 5 seconds.
I think it was.
5 seconds is quick.
Jesse, spring break time. Name three theme parks in Florida.
Disney World, Universal Studios, SeaWorld.
Okay. There you go.
SeaWorld,
Jamie.
Too?
Jamie, name three pastors who had to leave their churches because of scandals.
Oh my gosh, Brian Houston, Liberty guy. He's not a pastor. The guy in New York, the Hillsong guy.
Oh, time. Carl Lentz.
Carl Lentz, that's his name.
Mark Driscoll.
Okay, sorry. So? Yeah.
Derek, name three U.S. presidents.
Theodore Roosevelt, Franklin Delano Roosevelt, Barack Obama.
You went way Boom. Back.
Yeah, I did
for real. I don't know why. The times will come when
Jesse, I cannot believe she wrote one down that I said as a joke. I'm not going to ask this one, but when we were coming up with questions, I said, name three reasons Cameron is very single, and she wrote it down. I'm not going to ask y'all that because I don't want to cry.
Okay. All right, here we go.
Cool guy.
No. Here we go. All right, here we go.
How many reasons?
Shut up. Name three things that live in dirt.
Worms, moles, and plant roots.
All right, you ran out of time. Didn't get it. Okay. Jamie, three reasons to use a mirror.
To put your lipstick on, to comb your hair, and to do your eyelashes.
Derek, name three sounds.
Water, wind, and breath. I don't know.
Didn't make it.
What?
He didn't make it?
Honey, you said the it after I said the last yeah. word.
I think he made
you
it.
You did.
Okay. But I was made confused it. That All breath right. was a sound.
Is breath a sound?
Okay.
That's the sound.
Jesse, name three pizza toppings.
Pepperoni, sausage, green peppers.
Nice. Jamie, needs three vehicles.
Tesla, Expedition, Mustang.
Derek, name three places to shop.
Kohl's, TJ Maxx, Kroger.
Jesse, name three VeggieTales characters.
cucumber, tomato, and Mr. Lettuce. Never watched.
Nope.
Oh, Bob the tomato.
Jamie, name three members of Maverick City Music.
I can't think of any of their names.
Derek, name three sports where jumping is involved.
Basketball, football, and hockey.
I wish that was a
hockey. Though I'd watch crazy, that.
Jesse, name three teams playing in March Madness this year.
ORU, Duke, and Michigan State.
There you go. Jamie, name three things you wear.
You wear a hat, you wear a shirt, and you wear pants.
We hope.
Derek, name three things you see in the sky.
Stars, clouds, sun.
Jesse, name three sour foods.
Lemon, lime, and sweet potato lattes.
Yes!
No, I should say dirty chives. It's sour because they don't pair well.
Jamie, name three animals that walk on two legs.
Kangaroos. I don't know anymore.
Dang.
Derek, name three things you do when you wake up.
Yawn, brush teeth, brush hair.
If I had it. You brush your hair? All right.
Yeah, I brush my little side hairs on my little chin, for sure.
Jesse, name three countries.
United States, Canada, Mexico.
Jamie, name three soups.
Tomato soup, chicken noodle soup, and sweet potato soup.
Sweet potato latte soup. Derek's great.
Yeah. Derek, name three things that swim.
Fish, people, sharks.
Oh. Jesse, name three things you wear in summer.
Flip-flops, board shorts, and a baseball cap.
Jamie, name three fruits.
Apple, banana, grape.
You guys are killing it. Derek, name three things to do on spring break.
Shower, swim, fly.
Shower. You could have just said breathe, sleep.
Y'all
eat,
don't shower on your spring break. Hey, it's a technicality. Shower, y'all didn't say you just say hey, okay. You go shower on spring break too.
Okay, so name Jesse. Name three spicy foods.
Tamales, jalapenos, and those crushed red peppers for your pizza with my three toppings.
That's not Jamie. Spicy.
All right, Jamie, name three breeds of dog.
Labradoodle, golden doodle, and poodle.
Derek, name three farm animals.
Cow, horse, dog.
Okay, this will be the last round. Here we go. Jesse, three TV or Netflix series?
Outer Banks. Is it Cake? Floor's Lava.
Is it?
Okay, fine.
All right, Jamie, name three Disney movies.
The Princess and the Frog, the Beauty and the Beast, and Ariel.
Derek, name three Christmas songs.
Walking Through a Wonderland, Jingle Bells, and Silent Night.
Ooh. All right, who's the winner, Jason?
Derek is the winner. Yeah.
Jesse's no way!
Wow. Yes! Jesse got impressive. Jesse, yes!
It's impressive.
Jamie let's got seven, go. Derek got nine.
Wow.
Yeah. I knew we were close, Jesse. That's why I had to turn it up it at the impressive. End. You know what I'm saying? Impressive. I had to turn it up in the end.
Well, before we wrap things up, I want to thank Pastor Jonathan Pakluta for joining us. Make sure to check out his new book, Why Do I Do What I Don't Want to Do? It's out now. Hey, before we go, make sure to check out the new issue of Relevant. The spring issue, issue 112, is out now. It is available for free. You can read the ad-supported version right there at relevantmagazine.com. Just click on the magazine tab. If you want to see the beautifully designed enhanced edition, perfect for tablets, phones, and other devices, you can subscribe to Relevant Plus. Its plans start as low as $250 a month. Not only do you get the tablet edition, but you get ad-free viewing at relevantmagazine.com. You get an ad-free edition of this podcast, exclusive other podcasts, and more throughout the year. It's the best way to experience our content. Let me tell you, for real, The enhanced edition of the magazine is worth the price of admission. It's fantastic. The team works incredibly hard on it. We told you all about the issue, but you know, it features, the new issue features Michael B. Jordan and the cast of Creed 3, Fits in the Tantrums, Beth Moore, so much more. You don't want to miss it. Check it out. And also, while you're at the site, click around. There's so much that we're covering every day at the intersection of faith, life, culture, justice. You don't want to miss a thing. Follow us on all the socials. Sign up right there on the front page for our, what is it called? I don't even know what it's called, but you can sign up right there for our best of relevant. We send you our top five trending stories to your inbox every weekday morning. So you get the best of the best. Don't miss out. All right. On that note, we'll wrap things up. I'm Cameron Strang.
I'm Jesse Carey.
I'm Derek Miner.
I'm Jamie Ivey.
And we'll see you on Friday. Have a great week, everyone.
Thanks for listening to The Relevant Podcast. Check out our features, interviews, and news updates every day at relevantmagazine.com. And make sure to follow Relevant on Facebook, Twitter, and Instagram for the latest. For more great podcasts, browse the shows on the Relevant Podcast Network, which you can find at our site. And while you're there, don't miss the all-new era of Relevant Magazine. A new issue releases every other month at relevantmagazine.com.
I feel ridiculous saying I want a dirty chai.
Relevant Podcast Network.
Hey there. Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower than low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.